trash on the table. Hit it, Rockstar.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby. Shoot.
Shoot the who?
Did you break into a house?
No.
Okay, well, why are you in custody, though?
I don't know.
You don't know? You have no idea why you've been arrested?
No idea, sir. Why you got hair coming out your nose?
It's time for Trash on the Table with
legitimate
LT.
Question. Very legitimate question, Rockstar.
It gets away from me sometimes.
Trash on the Table, presented by our friends at Mortgage Right. A very quick call or a visit to MortgageRight.com can help you save big, especially this holiday season. Call our friends Tanner, Joe, and Chris, or visit MortgageRight.com. I have seen this first theory before. There are some bizarre fan theories about some very popular holiday movies.
Okay.
The first one is Home Alone.
I've seen this recently.
That Home Alone is actually representative of heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. Okay. Was it a day you were gone? We discussed.
Perhaps
it here,
I don't know.
We discussed it here on the show.
There's a lot of suspicion surrounding John Candy's character there, Gus Polinski, the Polka King of the Midwest, as you might remember him. One Reddit theory goes like this: at one point in Home Alone, Kevin's mom says she would sell her soul to the devil if she could just get back to Chicago to be with her son. The next time we see her, Gus Polinski appears and offers a ride back to the Windy City. Coincidence? Not everyone thinks so. This theory goes even deeper. Gus plays the clarinet, which is a woodwind instrument, and woodwinds are considered the instrument of Satan, which I never knew.
Never knew.
I did not know that about the woodwinds.
I played the old alto sax.
That's right, the old
you
instrument of Satan.
Killed it.
Or as I call it, alto Satan.
I've seen where, like, he's in the attic, which is supposed to be heaven, but he doesn't want to go there, so that's kind of weird to me. But then he's afraid of the basement, and there's the fire and all that down there, so it might be hell. I don't know. There's that theory that's out
and
there.
And the wet bandits flood the place.
Yeah. There's a lot you have to get around. But anyway, Buddy the Elf is a creep. Now, I have thought of this. I love Elf, but Will Ferrell's maple syrup-loving character in Elf, beloved childlike Demeter, over-the-top Christmas spirit, some believe his supposed naivete may be all a ruse. And in fact, Buddy's behavior is questionable at best. Buddy, under his theory, would be a sociopath who forces his way into a random home through coercion and befriends a young child, all while stalking a random woman, played by Zooey Deschanel, that he met through the job for which he was never actually hired. And the one scene that always bothers me is how she's taking a shower and he just goes and sits in the bathroom while she's taking a shower.
And I think they said, from what I recall, that was not supposed to be in the film.
Oh, yeah?
Somehow that just happened. Like, somebody's idea ran, like, was not in the script.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it is kind of weird, though. She's showering. First of all, showering at work.
Will Ferrell writing that in, maybe.
Yeah. Rudolph has some questionable baggage, according to some, Jim.
Okay.
A Redditor believes Rudolph isn't being told about his true parents. This would be shocking, right? Now, Rudolph doesn't look like either his mother or his father. The other reindeers laugh at him and call him names, like Pinocchio, as you might have mentioned, right? He never gets to play the reindeer games like Monopoly. You're familiar with Rudolph's story, aren't you, Jim?
I am, but what about Pinocchio? I didn't know Pinocchio.
That's the name they call him. You've never heard that part of the song?
They call him Pinocchio?
Go down in history like George Washington.
Like George Washington. You've never heard the additions to that song?
No.
Oh, wow. I thought everybody had heard
that. You haven't lived.
Yeah. The father of Rudolph's love interest,
Happy
Clarice.
Happy birthday. Chop, chop, chop. I've heard that one.
He seems incensed at the idea of his daughter being seen with a red-nosed reindeer. She doesn't want him around. The only explanation is the red nose is a scarlet letter A. The theory goes, Rudolph is an illegitimate child. Born out of wedlock, Jim. That's the theory behind Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Those are just, as you watch holiday movies, keep those three in mind.
I don't really get that from any of the holiday movies.
Yeah, I kind of watch them for the entertainment. I'm with you. But I have thought about Buddy the Elf being in the bathroom while she's showering. It's kind of weird.
I did see the other day, though, that the
Macaulay Culkin.
The little kid in Home Alone.
Macaulay, this bathtub.
that famous thing where he does his face, you know?
The aftershave, yeah.
Yeah, that he's supposed to. That was just total ad-lib on him. That wasn't really the way it was supposed to be.
Great acting.
Wow.
Nothing I love arguing about more than the impeachment hearings. I don't know about you guys, but boy, we love to get together and argue with that. We've moved on to the articles of impeachment. Hey, while we're on politics, just real quick, is it legit? We don't talk politics on this show, but did I legitimately see that Joe Biden is calling his presidential campaign the No Malarkey Tour?
Oh, my God.
Is that legit? Has anybody else seen that?
I have not.
The No Malarkey Tour? Is that what he's calling it?
I'm a fast believer that during the 2020 election year, I'm going to actually let the calendar say 2020 before I start breaking down candidates.
Okay. Are you going to make a prediction again? Because you moved the election last time for Donald Trump.
Yes.
Okay.
I would tell you right now, 8:32 p.m. on election night in November, Biden wins it all.
Okay. You had Hillary, too.
Hunter?
An argument about the impeachment hearings targeting Donald Trump turned violent Friday when a man allegedly shoved his 60-year-old girlfriend to the ground in the couple's Florida residence. Now, that's what police say. According to the police report, Ernest Ford, 62, and his girlfriend of 7 years became engaged in a verbal dispute about the impeachment hearings around 7:45 December 6th. Court records do not further disclose the nature of the pair's argument over the ongoing congressional inquiry. They do not further describe the nature, but the argument was over the ongoing congressional inquiry.
Did you guys watch Sopranos?
Some.
Okay. Watched a little of it.
Actor Joe Ganiscalli. I played one of the characters there who had a lifestyle thing, a choice that he made that ended up costing him his life.
Right.
He is on Good Morning Football on one of our TVs up here in a big Giants uniform. Still sort of looks just like his character.
Yeah.
The size of him in the show was real. It's him
dude,
in real
yeah.
life. He is a big
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Offensive lineman.
He's
dirt.
Wearing a lineman number right there, 64.
He had a rough ending. The Sopranos. There's a lot of characters did on The Sopranos. Well, yeah, look
in, the old mafia, generally, it doesn't end well for a lot of people.
Yeah, he was a made man.
Hey, South Korean pizza lovers are getting an American-style pizza from Papa John's there in South Korea. If there is one thing, Dunaway, one thing that you would think you would put on a pizza that would make it American-style, it would be what?
Acai.
To make it American-style?
Yeah, if you're in South Korea and you say, I want an American-style pizza.
It's going to have hamburger meat and bacon.
How about hot dogs? Have you ever had a pizza with a hot dog on it?
I think it's full hot dogs, too. Not like bits. I think it's full hot dogs.
Like the full wiener?
Yes. Like, I think it's just like on slices.
Ugh.
I mean.
An entire hot dog on every slice, it says, according to Papa John's. That's their American pizza. I've never even seen a pizza that looks like that in
it. And that's how we're giving it to them in South Korea?
Yeah. They're not getting the full experience. Finally, quickly, some crazy ideas. If an anonymous billionaire would donate to Wikipedia, we wouldn't have to feel bad scrolling past their donation request anymore. We use Wikipedia a lot on the show.
They make it bigger and bigger.
And it gets bigger and bigger every year, and I feel guiltier and guiltier every year because of how much we use it. I never donate.
If they would just put a sponsor logo on there.
I agree.
I mean, just let it be brought to you by, I don't know, pick a good sponsor.
Imagine how helpful tired meters would be. For example, how many preventable arguments would be avoided if you know, oh, so-and-so, they're pretty high on the tired meter. We need to leave them alone.
Ooh, Jim's at 42%
ooh,
today.
Leave Jim alone. He's high on the tired meter. A nightclub that instead of strippers has cooks that dance and tease with incredibly tasty and good-smelling food. It smells incredible, but you're not allowed to eat any of the food. That'd be awful. Look at that brisket. My Lord, at that brisket.
Listen. You go
she
dance.
Put it on my lap and just rubbed it all over my lap.
My bad brisket.
Go dance somewhere else. This is nothing I don't make myself at home.
And finally, if your debit or credit card had a yearly wrap-up like Spotify, you bought 243 Crunchwrap Supremes in 2019. You frequented Taco Bell at 2 a.m. You spent $753 on coffee.
You know,
this year.
I saw that the other night. I actually would like that. And I do think that you can do your filters to sort of filter it out that way for you.
There is one place I would love to see y'all's statement on.
It's extensive. It's extensive. I see it. Mortgage Right brings you Trash on the Table. Just 15 minutes on the phone or visiting MortgageRight.com can help you save today in MLS 2239.